All right, if you would bow your head, let's have prayer, but open us in prayer, please.
Be back in your house again. It's an honor and privilege to be in the house of God. It's an honor and privilege to be saved. It's a privilege, Lord, to know you as my personal Savior.
Yes.
Well, I just don't know about you or have heard of you. I know you personally. Well, I know what happened to me a little over 30 years ago. No doubt in my mind. No doubt that I didn't deserve it. If I got what I deserved, I'd be burning in hell. You came to me personally and dealt with me like a man that found the treasure in the field. Once he found it, it was so good to him, he went and sold all that he had. He bought that field. And then the pearl merchant went and found the pearl of great price. He took and sold all that he had and bought that one pearl. People have to be willing to give up the world to get their sins forgiven, to give it all up, put it aside. That's how I got saved. I held on to the things of the world. I didn't want to give it up. Lord, it was just dragging me down, beating me to death. And Lord left me like the little man that was left Jerusalem and went down to Jericho on the side of the road, just beat, almost dying. And then the Good Samaritan coming, got him. Religion couldn't do anything. Law couldn't do anything, but the Good Samaritan, the Word of God, came and got him. You come and got him and brought him and poured the oil and the wine in and took him in and paid for him in full. And people have to understand they got to give up the world to get their sins forgiven. They got to be willing to put it aside and come to you just like they are and repent with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And that's what I did. You gave the little man you love, the little fellow that come along, the rich man, he come running and he come kneeling down. And his heart, I know, was joy to see it. He kneeled down. He wasn't ashamed. He got down on his knees. He said, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And you gave him the word. You said, "You knew him." You said, "You've done, you know the law, you these things, these laws that here." He said, "I've kept all these, observed them from my youth." And you loved him. And then you told him the truth. Go and sell all that you have and take up your cross and follow me. And you'll have eternal life. And the man went away sad because he was rich. And he said, "How the few people that are rich going to get into heaven? And those that trust in their riches can't get into heaven. And no matter whether it be riches or anything else, they got to put it aside and give it up. And come to you just like they are." And you worked that operation of faith on the heart, put in a new heart, cut out the old heart of stone, put in a new heart of flesh, write upon it with the Spirit of the living God. Give us put the Holy Spirit inside the soul, and we're never all the same. We are a new creature in Christ. I knew I passed from death to life. When I came in, my heart was broke, but I still was in my flesh. I was still empty. I was still void. And the week before, I still loved the things that the music and all the other things that I was engaged in, the sinful habits. I had love for them, and I couldn't quit them. But when I got down that night, and I was broke, I was contrite, my brother preached about the rich man. It's just what I needed. The Holy Spirit knew exactly what I needed to hear. What you've been dealing with me about all that time. And speaking to my heart about dying and going to hell. And I was near death. I could have died at any time. I had people praying over me. But that was up to me to give it aside, put it aside, and call out upon you and repent. And I heard it, and I believed it. And I came right down the altar, didn't care what nobody thought anymore, poured out my heart to you, and I got up a brand new creature in Christ. I had the peace and the joy on the inside, and I haven't been the same since. It's been 31 years, and I've been happy inside. I've had joy and peace. I've not been all I wanted to be. I'm far short. I don't ever claim myself to be anything. I'm striving, pushing on, and trying to get where I need to be so I can get souls in. But when you put that peace inside my heart, all those years of searching and looking in the flesh for something to satisfy me, there it was all the time. I had it right in front of me, told about it. and preached to about it. My mother told me, my brother preached, and I heard it. And I just pushed it aside, went on my merry way. And that merry way turned into a sad way. And got worse and worse. And I'm thankful, Lord, that you do save, you do hear, and you do answer prayers. And that's how I got saved. You got me in, you brought me in, and I poured out my heart to you, and I've been new ever since. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. For not letting me die in my sins. I owe you everything I got. I pray you'll bless this service this morning. I pray for you'll root the devil, Lord, out of minds, mine included. I don't want him jumping on my mind. He tries to. Lord, I want to hear your word. I delight in your word. It's good to me. And it's just wonderful. It's a message from home. It does something for the soul. It's not anything that anybody can know about. The peace that you give the world don't know anything about. But the peace, Lord, that you give us, we know when we're saved. We know it. And we feel it. It's wonderful. There's nothing else like it in this world. It can't be compared to the things of the world. The devil's blinded their eyes. The ones that are not saved. He can have mine bound and blinded. We don't look down on nobody. We're not being critical. But it's just the truth. Their eyes are blinded, taken captive by him and his will. And he wants to destroy them. He wants to kill them and take them down to hell. But there is a better way, a better day. And we're looking at that time, Lord, when you're going to send revival. We're looking for it. And we thank you, Lord, for that. And we're looking for the souls to be saved, all the ones you're going to bring in. We believe time is short, Lord. We look around the time. That's the signs of the times. Lord, you talked about Lot in his days. Homosexuality was all covered all over those cities. And what a terrible thing. You can just read the story there and see exactly what took place. And they were coming from every quarter of the cities to compass the house there. And even when smoke with blindness, they were still trying to get into the house because their evil deeds, their affections, their lust. Those men were overtaking their mind and other things that were going on in the city too. There was nobody left, but four people that were saved. And you had to bring them out before you could destroy the city. And you did. In the days of Noah, all the people there, they had married, continued on in marriage, giving in marriage, eating, drinking, and everything else they were doing. And forgotten all about God. Didn't want to retain the knowledge of God. And the few believers that were left when it was time to go in, they went into the ark and you shut the door. You got them in and all the animals that you wanted preserved and you shut the door. And time was over. Timeline was over. 120 years, you said. I ain't always going to strive with man, but your mercy was that for that last 120 years. And that's the way it is today. We look around, we see all the things going on in this world. People are calling good evil and evil good. They don't know their left hand from their right. And a lot of people don't want to retain the knowledge of God. They love what they're doing. They love religion. They love going to their churches that they go to. And I wish they were saved. We're not being critical. We wish they were saved. And they're not, though. They don't know the truth. They're empty. They're void. And they're trying to just do what they want to do. Give their conscience a rest by going to church once a week or twice a week or joining up or having their putting up a baptismal pool or whatever they're doing, and that can't get them to heaven. And when Paul said, he said that circumcision availeth nothing nor uncircumcision, but a new creature and salvation, those things don't do anything. They do nothing. It's like water baptism and all the other formalities today. Does nothing. Keeping the law don't do anything. But a new creature. And that's something you have to do. That's an operation of faith that only you can do. And that's when they bring to you, Lord. And I have to bring the same thing. A broken heart, a contrite spirit. And then you create in us a new heart. And seal us. Give us the earnest of the spirit. And we're sealed until the day of redemption. Washed in your blood. I like what Brother Green said when he said, all these people, and that was back then, all the people that standing in the pulpits across this nation, they're preaching an anemic sermon. And that's exactly what they're doing. They've left out the blood. When you leave out the blood and the power of the blood and what you did for us on the cross, you've left everything out. You died for us. There was no other way in. There's no way to heaven outside of you. You must be born again. Like my brother preached, it touches my heart when I think back on it. It's a must. It's a necessity. You have to be born again. You can't see the kingdom of God without being born again. And when you get saved, when you get really born again, you don't have a love for the world for you anymore. The Holy Spirit's on the inside. And this old flesh is still tempted, but you can't love the world. You can't love those things. You get grieved. It grieves you when you fall to sin. And that's how I know I'm saved today. Any little thing, it grieves me in my heart. And you took those desires out of me. As soon as I got born again, those desires were gone. I was a brand new man. I got up, and that music didn't mean nothing to me anymore. And the booze and everything else I had. I went home, and I got it all up, gathered it up, got it out of my closet and out of my room, and took it to the dump. Mm-hmm. It was good to get it gone, because I found the pearl of great price. I found the treasure off that field with the treasure hidden in it, and that treasure got put in my heart. I've been happy ever since. Help them to realize what they need to do. They need to have their sins forgiven. They need to get real and just confess to you. Not to anybody else. Like my brother said, don't confess to him. He can't save you. I can't save you. My mother couldn't save me. My brother couldn't save me, as close as they were. A woman that God was using. My brother, a man of God, had the power of God on him. He couldn't save me. But you could. He introduced me. Him and my mother told me about you. And I knew what to do because of the preaching and teaching. And that's, you took over from there, and I poured out my heart. That's all I had to do. You saved me. Made me a brand new man. And I never ought to say, I appreciate you, Lord. I pray you have mercy on every request here this morning. Pray for Misty, Lord, a special prayer. We pray you have mercy there, Lord, and all the others, Lord, that have brought up, all these that are not saved, Lord, that are near death, Lord. We don't want to see them die and go to hell. We want to see nobody die and go to hell. I want to see the people that are in charge these days, the ones that are making all these liberal laws, and the ones that are going to be in charge, it looks like. They're making all these liberal laws. I don't want them to die and go to hell. And it looks like they probably will, because they love themselves. They don't hear about you. They've turned away from the truth, and they love themselves. They have their own agenda. And I pray you have mercy on this country. I pray you help us, Lord, and deal with each and every heart. Bless my brother. Keep bringing him back. Lord, what he's been preaching has been good. Good to the heart. Good to the soul. It's wonderful. And we want to hear more of it. And I pray you have mercy upon him. Help him, Lord, and all the others too. I pray you'll bless his service this morning. Lord, help us to honor you, Lord. And hear, listen. And try to take heed, take hold of mind, and listen to the sermon, Lord. And receive it, Lord. If you're not saved, receive the engrafted word with meekness, which is able to save the soul. I finally got meek. I finally got open and honest about myself. And finally just poured out my heart to you. That's all you were waiting for. And I know that I passed from death into life. I love the brethren instantly. I love your word. I couldn't get enough of the Bible. I kept my nose buried in it all the time. And praying and telling everybody what you had done for me. It's a whole different life, Lord. It's a wonderful life. It's something that you just can't get over. Bless the service this morning, Lord, and all those in prayer, Lord. I pray you have mercy upon them in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
All right. Anyone got anything else on your heart you'd like to say or share? If you got your Bible, it's real handy. Turn to the book of John, Gospel of John, chapter 3. This man was a Pharisee. His name was Nicodemus, and he was the ruler of the Jews. Remember the Sanhedrin court. Very educated. A good man. Yes, he was about Jesus. But he come to the right source. And he come to him, and God told him, Jesus told him right away what he needed to do. Let's read it. There was a man of a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that our teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that God does except God be with him. He realized it was the work of God, and nobody could do what this man did if God wasn't with him. He come to the right source. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can in the second time his mother's womb be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, said he must be born again. We reckon he meant to be born again. Christ got to get alive in you, born in you. Very simple, it's not complicated. First man's earth, the man, the second man's the Lord from heaven. I've had both births. Most important birth I had was not the first birth, the second birth. When he got alive in me, he worked the work of faith and the labor of love in my heart, and I've never been the same. Got saved, got born again, was born in me. He told me, he said, now that which is flesh, and that which is spirit, and marvel not that I said you must be. You've got to be born again. Nicodemus was a good man, and he did get saved because he came with the Joseph of Arimathea to beg his body and to bury the Lord. And he was a believer, born again believer. When he come to the right store, and Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Everybody's here. You've got to, if you're not experiencing a new birth, you're going to have to. You've got to be born a second time. He's got to get alive in you. I preach what you need to hear, and if you'll just pay attention to it and take heed to it, accept it and receive it, he'll save you. Very, very simple. It's not complicated. The gospel is a simple thing. Very simple. He told him, said, you've got to be born again. You've had the first birth. Now you've got to experience a second birth. The second birth is the Lord of the first birth. He's an earthly man. He said, you experience that when you come out of your mother's womb and was born. He said, I said, you've got to be born again. The second birth is the Lord from heaven. It's a spiritual birth. The first birth is an earthly birth. The second birth is the Lord from heaven. I'm glad I've experienced both. And I didn't understand what happened, but I knew that I'd experienced a new birth when I got saved. I knew something happened inside of me, changed outside of me. Religion couldn't have done that to me. All it done to me just made me aggravated, but I'm glad I got the real thing, so to speak. That is, Jesus got alive in me, transformed me. He said, you were dead in trespass and sin, you had to be quickened and made alive. I didn't know what said all that, but I knew something happened to me, and I knew that I had life in me, a new life. I knew the old man had died. Something happened to me. He changed me. He transformed me. He quickened me. And he made me alive. What a blessing, what an honor it is to be saved. I'm glad I'm saved. And he said to Nicodemus, except a man be born of water, that's the fleshly birth, and then of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. And everybody here has been born the first time. That's an earthly birth. You've got to be born a second time. That's a heavenly birth. If you're not born a second time, Christ is not born in you, you're not going to go to heaven. Once you reach the age of accountability and you refuse the call of God and His Word speaking in your heart and you're going that way, if you die in sin, you're going to go to hell, straight to hell. And hell was created for the devil and his angels. If you go to hell, you go as an intruder. You don't have to go to hell. Listen to this, He went to hell for you. He that knew no sin became sin for us, might be made the right of God in Him. You don't have to go to hell. Listen to me, if you choose the way of the flesh, the way of sin, that's exactly where you're going to wind up. You're going to wind up lifting up your eyes in a burning place. Eternal damnation in a fire of quench won't ever go out, and the smoke of the torment of second death. For the sin of heaven, and there be no rest of them day nor night. Don't go to hell. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus went to hell for you. He that knew no sin became sin for you and I, might be made the right of God in Him. You don't have to go to hell. He went to hell for you. He said you've got to be born again. The second birth of the Lord from heaven, the first birth an earthly birth. Second birth of the Lord from heaven, a spiritual birth, a divine birth. Christ in you, God in you, the hope of glory. He won't force His way in you. He'll give you an invitation to hear His Word and receive His Word. The Bible said receiving the engrafted Word with meekness, as long as they will save your soul, nothing gets you into heaven except the new birth and being born again, born of a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's all. It's not complicated. Very simple. If you want to get to heaven, you're going to have to be born again, born of a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I didn't know the Bible said all that, but I knew that when my mother had told me about Jesus, and I knew He was the Son of God. I knew He died for my sins. I never doubted that. That name was special to me, even though I was running in sin. When I'd say it's a cuss word or something, I'd say, God forgive me to myself and Him. I didn't mean that. I didn't run my mouth a lot, but it's shooting off like a young stupid dummy. But I really didn't mean doing that, but I done it anyhow, and I'd do it again, and I'd ask God to forgive me of that, just to myself and for Him. And I really was ashamed of myself cussing like that, but not ashamed enough to quit it. I'd run in with a wild crowd. We'd done a lot of things we shouldn't have. When I got saved, My God gave me a new tongue, gave me a new mouth, gave me words to speak and things to say and things to do and how to live. He schooled me and educated me. He gave me a heart to understand. The life that I was now living was a life that was living in Christ, and Christ was in me. And I've been enjoying this life ever since I got saved, and that's in the world like being born again. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter in the kingdom of heaven." You needn't expect to go to heaven by being good, because you're just good enough to go to hell. The only way you get to heaven is to be born again. That's what the Bible said. Except the man be born again, he cannot, will not get into heaven. You've got to experience a new birth. It's all, the way is already made, the price has already been paid. He's already died in your place. He's a substitute for sin. He that knew no sin became sin. You and I might be made the righteous of God in him. If you expect to get to heaven, you're going to have to come through the door. He's the only door that leads into heaven. The only door that leads into heaven is the Lord Jesus. He said, "I am the door. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." You, if you pass by him, you try to get another way, you'll be the same as a thief and a robber, and you'll be cast out in that. They don't die in sin. He died for your sin. He took your place. He's the only way birth to heaven is through his shed blood. He said you've got to be born again. He experienced the first birth, that's a water birth, and the second birth you've got to experience, that's a spiritual birth. You've got to be born again. Born of a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you. It's not complicated. Very simple. The work's paid. Price is paid. You just come like you are. Bring your broke heart. That's all you got to bring on your bag. Bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. Give up yourself and call on him. Whosoever shall call. Listen to me. That's not tongue in cheek, mind and mouth. That's from the heart. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will get saved. That's what he's promised. That's what he'll do. He done it for me. I didn't know all I know now. I don't know a whole lot now, but I know a lot more than I did when I was lost in sin. But I knowed enough to know who to call on. I knew Jesus was. My mother told me. She introduced me to him, and it stuck with me. I could get out and sin and live like hell and carol in my flesh, but I never forgot about his name. I'd even have my prayer silence at night in the bed, even drinking sometimes. My prayer was, here I lay me down to sleep. I pray my Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I wasn't ready to die, but I said, if I die before I wake, I pray my Lord my soul to take. I know that I didn't want to go to hell. I'd have that little prayer and prayed up to it the day I got saved. And I got saved, he put a prayer in my heart, a song in my mouth. And he gave me newness of life. An old man had died. A new man was born in me. That's Christ in me, God in me, the hope of glory. If you're not saved, hope that you'll bring your heart to him. Bring your broke heart. Just be ashamed that you sin. Call on him for mercy and forgiveness of your sin. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will get saved. He's waiting on you. You say, I'm waiting on him. No, he's waiting on you. Waiting for you to come. The door's open. Come into by the way of the door. If you try to come any other way, you're going to be counted a thief and a robber. But if you want to get saved, the Bible's already said that the price is paid and the way is made. If you'll come like you are as a sinner, bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, and call on him. I'll guarantee you, if you'll do that with a broke heart, he'll no wise cast you out. He'll make you brand new on the inside, put you new to life, and the old things will pass away out of your life. I'll guarantee you'll be satisfied with what you found in Jesus, because he greatly satisfied. He satisfied me. I was no longer wandering in the shades and the darkness of night, but he come to me just like I was a sinner. I brought my broke heart, my contrite spirit, and he put a desire to me. I couldn't hardly wait to get to Adair Park Baptist Church. That was the first church that I ever went to where I got saved. And I joined that church. I got baptized up there. They moved out, and God let me in the little house over on where we was at. And then from place to place we went. And we're down here. Somebody said, how long have we been there? I said, 15 years. And I said, I can't believe in this place. We've been here for 15 years. I believe it's 15. Ain't it? Where did you go, John? 15?
17.
13? 17. I'm behind. I didn't even know what that was. I thought we'd been here about 7 or 8 years. I ain't been counting, so I said, my goodness, been here that long. Well, it ain't going to be much longer. We're going to move into church somewhere, and I've got one in mind, had it in mind, but I'm waiting on the Lord. God's got a place for us, but he's trying to prepare us for a work. We need to get busy. Everybody's here saved. You need to get busy about the Father. Been faithfully focused with us today here among us. These young folks, everybody's not saved. They need Jesus, and they need to see Jesus in you. God help you to live like you ought to be living, be loving and kind, compassionate, concerned and considerate, and be real about your salvation. And God bless you and bless the one that you come in contact with. I want you to, if you would, bow your head with me just a minute. He said, except a man be born of water. That's a fleshly birth. He was talking about that. And you're born in a water bag in your mother's womb. That's water, fleshly birth. And of the Spirit, he said, you cannot enter in the kingdom of God. You've had the first birth, but you're going to have to experience the spiritual birth from heaven. He's got to get alive in you. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not, said you must be born again. You've got to experience the new birth. Hopefully that you will. Even today, it'd be wonderful if somebody got saved. If you'd like to come to the altar, will you raise your hand as of yet and give you the opportunity? Come on, get out of your seat. Come on down, get on your knees. Get here in the altar here. If you'll pour out your heart to Him and ask Him to have mercy upon you, meet your need of your heart and your life and call Him. If you're not saved, get saved. And if you are saved, God help you. Be praying for yourself and for others as well. Anybody else, I'm not saved. I want to come. I want to be saved. Pray for me. I see you. God bless you. That's good. I see you. God bless you. Hope all of you get saved. Everybody here is not saved. Hope that you'll get born again. You will if you'll come, bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. He's waiting on you. You could be saved this morning if you'll just bring your broke heart. That's all you got to do. Bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. Don't hold out. Don't hold back. You've got something special, more than precious than silver and gold. Money can't buy this. The only price can bring this is to your life and your heart is a broke heart and a contrite spirit. If you'll call on Him and give up yourself and yield yourself to Him and ask Him to have mercy and save you, He will. All right. I'll save my heart ain't right. Pray for me. Won't you remember me in prayer? I see you. God bless you. That's good. I see you. That's good. Anybody else? Save my heart ain't right. Pray for me. All right, I see you. God bless you. That's good. All right, anybody else want to come down for prayer before we bow ourselves and call on somebody to lead us in prayer? Anybody else you'd like to come? If you do, slip out of your seat now and give an opportunity. Come on, get down on your knees. And don't think you got to be ashamed of yourself sometimes. That's the problem. You get by yourself and get on your knees and ask God to have mercy on you and help you and restore you, bless you, and put you back into His will. If you've been saved and born again, you can't live out of His will like that and get by with it. You're going to wind up suffering a great loss when you face Him at the judgment seat of Christ. God help you to choose to serve Him, love Him. It'll be a better, more abundant life as a Christian. And you can be able to win souls. People you're praying over, laboring over, you'll be able to be a good witness to them if you just get your heart right. He wants to use you. He will use you. Anybody else want to come before we give an opportunity for everybody and for somebody to lead in prayer? Anybody else? All right, Albert.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, it's a privilege and honor again to be able to bow in your precious presence. Lord, I want to most of all thank you once again for saving my soul and giving me the free gift of eternal life. Yeah. Without money, without price. I came and I drank of that well living water that sprang up in the everlasting life. I had nothing to offer, as the pastor said, but a broke heart and a contrite spirit. That is a sacrifice He will not despise. The Lord, I thank you this morning for the message you gave us, Lord. Thank you for you, the pastor, to speak to the church here, the believers and everybody, the Lord. I appreciate you speaking to me, the Lord. Many years ago, the Lord, I was a young man, born of understanding, blinded by the God of this world. I was alienated and separated from you, had no hope within, no light within. I was without strength, but you died for me, dear Lord. I was a young man, born of understanding. I was going down the broad way, the wide way to lead to destruction. But you looked past my thoughts, dear Lord, and you had mercy on me, dear Lord, and you changed my course and you established my going, dear Lord. I had the opportunity to hear the good news of the Lord's gospel, dear Lord. I know the prayers of the saints went up before you as a memorial, and you heard the prayers, dear Lord, and when the time came, dear Lord, you dealt with me. You grew me cords of love, dear Lord, and you reached out for me with an outstretched hand, outstretched arm, dear Lord, and you called me, dear Lord, out of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son, dear Lord. And you saved and forgave me of all my sin and put me in newness of life, dear Lord. And it has been a privilege and honor to know you as my personal Savior. Heaven came down, and glory be on my soul, dear Lord, and I'm ever so grateful, dear Lord. I passed from death unto life. You gave me love for the brothers of the church. You gave me love for your sweet fellowship. You gave me love for your word. Your word is precious and pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. I delight in the laws of thee after the inward man. I have no conscience in my flesh. I know there's nothing good about me. That is my flesh. The good part about me is you. Dear Lord, I know that I've been bought for price and not my own. I've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, the Lamb without spot, the Lamb without blemish. I thank for the church here. I'm grateful to be among the household of faith, the Lord, and I'm on the work of the land by your marvelous, amazing grace. I pray that this morning, the Lord, that you would bless the church here, sanctify, holy, meet every need, the Lord. Those who among us, the Lord, have special needs, and those at the altar, the Lord, I pray this morning that you speak to their heart, open up their eyes to understand, and give them that place with them. Help them to realize, the Lord, life is short, life is vain without you, and everything in this life is temporal. The Lord, I pray that you would help them to realize they need to be saved above life itself, the Lord. It's wonderful to be a Christian. There's nothing like the Lord, and I wouldn't trade places with anybody, the Lord. If you're not saved today, you're just existing in your bodies, and God's had mercy on you all these many years. But real life is in Him. He has peace and satisfaction and meaning and purpose for you. And all you have to do is just open up the everlasting door of your heart and invite the King or Lord to come in. When you invite Him in, something wonderful will take place in your heart and life. You'll pass from death unto life, and He'll take the world out of you, and He'll take the sin out of your life, and He'll give you strength to overcome every circumstance and every situation that you encounter. The King of Glory will reign and rule on the throne of your heart. And He'll speak to you and guide you and help you and comfort your heart and lead you down here in this old dark world. This is a dangerous world down here, but He's a friend. He'll comfort your heart. He'll give you strength. He's a strong and mighty tower. And He's a very present help in the time of trouble. And what time that you're in trouble, you can call on Him. You can depend on Him. And He has mercy for you. And you don't have to worry about being consumed by Satan and sin when you trust in Him. We're in the arms of Jesus. He's the captain of the host, and He's a great shepherd, and He leads the flock along life's merry way. He'll lead you and guide you and speak to you. He has the best for you. If you're not saved today, you need to come to Him while He's bidding you come. And He's calling you come as you are, and you'll be so blessed as He did. And what a wonderful life to be lived. I enjoyed this life as a Christian. I haven't endured it, and He gave me meaning and purpose in life. And the best life to live is the life of a Christian. I'm so thankful that He saved me. I can never repay Him, but I do want to manifest my love to Him by my labors. I always want to have a work of faith and a labor of love for His great name's sake. And I pray the Lord this morning that you help me to be a light and help to a lost and dying world, to find faith in your service, and the will and the desire to get out there. We're living in dark times, the Lord, and time is short, and you're coming back to your church real soon. No man knows the day nor the hour, but you're coming back for your church. And when you come, you'll come quickly. The Lord, I pray that you'd help them all to get in before it's eternally too late. I don't want to see nobody miss heaven. Everybody I come in contact with, I'd like to see them born again. I want to be in shape and stay in shape and be in shape to be able to speak wonderful words of life to them. I just thank you once again for what you have done. Bless the church. Sanctify it, holy, meet every need. Have mercy on Missy. She's sweet, and I do love her as a sister in the Lord. I pray you touch her body. Just give her a touch from heaven. Help her meet her need, her family. Comfort them. Give them strength. And all the many prayer requests made mention this morning, I ask you to have mercy on my brother. He's has many needs, and most of all, salvation. I pray that you help him, have mercy on him, and all those that have afflictions in their bodies, and who all have problems in their bodies, and who need help. And most of all, the lost here among us tonight, today, need salvation. Have mercy on them, the Lord. Speak to them and help them and meet their need. Help them to realize they're just a heartbeat away from hell, the Lord, if they're not saved. They can be saved today. They can have the free gift of eternal life without money, without price. You gave it all. You who knew no sin became sin for all of us, dear Lord. And you love us with everlasting love. We thank you for eternal mercy, the long-suffering toward us. I pray that you speak to us and help us, guide the church, strengthen the church, dear Lord. Thank you for what you've done for Brother Gerald. You've given them many messages through the weeks here, this Lord. And I can feel his strength coming back, and I know he's a man of God who's fed the flock faithfully to the Lord, and I pray that you continue to bless him, the Lord, and help him, have mercy on him, the church. We thank you for all he's done for us here as an under-shepherd, a faithful under-shepherd, a man of God, the Lord. I do love him dearly. I love each and every one here this morning, the Lord. I pray that you'd help us all. Thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you for all your many blessings, your benefits. Your mercies are renewed every morning, and your compassions do not fail. Thank you for what you've done for us. We do love you. For in your precious and sweet name we do humbly pray. In Jesus' name, amen.